Ah!
Hold on, wait.
I still can't see. Are you gonna fucking sneeze again? did my jacket lint get to you? Here, I'll provide more. How about
no,
that?
No! No! Stop it! Stop it!
What?
I'm gonna sneeze!
Hey everybody, welcome back! I'm about to like fart in a few seconds.
I can't sneeze, damn it!
Welcome back to the podcast of Riding in the Morning with a car and a tree. Yesterday? What was I gonna say? I think there was something I wanted to address yesterday, but I don't know what it was. So yesterday.
Oh yeah, yesterday we didn't record.
Yes, yesterday we did not record. For the sole purpose that Tate decided to leave his house at like 8:50 or something.
Yeah, and also my alarm clock didn't go off.
And then his alarm clock exploded.
Oh yeah, this morning my alarm clock actually exploded.
Which is really ironic considering the fact that the episode that we lost a few days prior, we had talked about our shitty phones.
And alarm clocks.
And alarm clocks. And then what happens? My phone just completely shits on the audio quality of that podcast, and then Tate's alarm clock explodes. It's almost as if like the world knows what's going on with us. So, yeah, that was fun.
It's like a weird version of, like, self-fulfilling prophecy.
It's like, if you talk about the future, then, like, negative consequences will come to you, because then you basically just alter your own fate, and then the world is just kind of like, ah, that's not supposed to happen, and then it fucks everything over. Anyways, apparently, there's a bunch of people skipping school today.
Oh, yeah, today's the quote-unquote senior skip day, the unofficial senior skip day.
And actually, the thing is, it was made up by, the kid that's in my group in government.
Oh, yeah. I feel like all we have to do to get a senior skip day these days are, guys, did you hear there's a senior skip day? And it was like, no, I haven't heard yet. And then all of a sudden it spreads.
Yeah. I was, like, sitting at my table, like, with my group. We call ourselves the Darla's Fab Five.
What?
That's what our, like, Snapchat group is or whatever.
Okay.
And Nathan in that group, who sits across from me, there's these two guys, Nathan and JP. And JP was, someone mentioned a senior skip day, and our teacher was just kind of like, all right, everybody, like, listen up. I know that this rumor is, like, spreading around, but, like, she started talking about how, like, you shouldn't be missing any more school days, and you gotta go to school because these next, like, few days are gonna count, and we have, like, a debate today and shit like that. And it smells like someone farted, but this time it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Wow, it fucking stinks. I don't know what it is.
Could be the fact that we just live in a marsh.
I mean, we're not, like, at the marsh right now. We're, like, on...
It's close enough. Continue.
Anyways, she was saying that, like, you shouldn't be missing any more school days because there's a lot of stuff that we have to go over, and that, like, this whole senior skip day thing is, hasn't been said by administration or anything like that, so just, like, don't do it or whatever. And then Nathan, the kid JP at my table, he was like, wait, there's a senior skip day tomorrow? And then, Nathan immediately looks at him, has, like, this, like, shit-eating grin, and he was like, yeah, I started it. I started telling people that we're gonna, like, have a senior skip day tomorrow, and everyone just started kind of spreading it. And then JP, like, looked at him with, like, wide eyes. He's like, are you serious? And he's just, like, he held his finger up to his mouth. He was like, just stay quiet. Don't say anything. And I was like, oh, my God, Nathan, what have you started? And then I hear everyone talking about it that entire day. I was in pottery as well, and one of the other guys that sits on my table in government, he's in that class, too. But he was talking with another dude that's not in our class. And at the end of pottery, I approached both of them, and I was like, hey, are we actually having a senior skip day tomorrow? And what the other guy, his name is Sam, he was like, okay, well, if you have the government teacher,
yeah,
do not skip. Just go to school. But if you don't have her, then you can do whatever the fuck you want. You can skip school if you want. But if you have her, go to school. And I was like, oh, okay. So there's going to be a lot of people missing. I don't think I have to do my debate today, which is, like, great, because I fucking suck at debates. I hate them so much. And I haven't done, like, any research on my, like, topic that I have to do.
Fun.
But I think Nathan is my partner, because this is, like, a partner debate sort of thing. So,
oh,
like,
so if he's not here, oh.
Yeah, so he's,
That sucks.
We're both for position B, which is, like, no on our topic or whatever, and then we're going against, Ethan and JP at our table, and they're, team A, so they're going for whatever the topic is. And, I don't think any of them are going to be there today, so I don't have to do it, I think.
Nice.
I hope.
Yeah, I heard, when I was at my lunch table, we were all just sitting around playing Smash like usual, and then all of a sudden, Grant just goes, "Hey guys, you hear about the senior skip day?" I'm like, "Oh, fuck, there's another one." Hold on, I've got more to tell. Fuck your cat. Your cat is giving me allergies and I don't like it. Do not appreciate it. Anyway, I can feel my nose just leaking. Okay, so yeah, Grant says, "Hey guys, here there's senior skip day," and we all go around the table saying if we're going to skip or not. Of course, Carson, our good friend, being Mr. Goody Two Shoes as he is, he says, "No, of course not. This is made up." Scott says, "Senior skip day? Guess I'm not coming to school tomorrow." And a bunch of other people say whatever they're going to do, because apparently half our table is comprised of annoying juniors. But
when it comes to...
Yeah, we have juniors at our table.
Since when?
Since forever.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You know that kid Max? I don't know if you've met him.
The one that we gave a quarter to and he acted like a Jew? Is he Jewish?
I think that's a different Max.
Okay, never mind.
Pretty sure that's a different Max. We have... It's not a Max with two X's in his name.
I don't know who this Max is. I don't know either of them.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Yeah?
I'm going to disregard that comment. Yeah, we've got, like, three juniors that sit at our table occasionally because one of our friends brought them into the table and... Now they're being kind of annoying.
Classic.
Well, at least two of them are. The other one isn't, but that's besides
the point. Grant was telling me that one of the kids that sit at our old table is like a fucking psychopath.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not wrong. It's this kid who's a junior but thinks he's a senior. I'm just like, oh, God.
Like, Grant was telling me all about this. He was like, this kid thinks he's, like, he's so self-centered. He's, like, narcissistic. He thinks that, like, the whole world is meant for him or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And, like, he acts like a psychopath. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, no. That's completely accurate.
Would you wish to elaborate on who this kid is?
No, because I don't know much about him, but I know he's kind of a prick.
Have you heard or seen the way he's acted?
Yeah, he sits at our fucking table. Of course I have. So after everyone goes around and says what they're going to do for the senior skip day, and all the junior that thinks he's a senior is like, "Oh yeah, I'm skipping, I'm a senior." I'm like, "No, you're not." Nice try. So finally it comes to me, and I say, "You know what? I'm going to skip. There's no reason for me to be at school tomorrow." And yet, here I am.
Yeah, I mean, I made the conscious decision to come.
Decision,
because,
Nah, it's
decision.
Because it's a shit decision.
Shit, Jin. Right.
Yes.
Jin, Jing, Zhang.
Right. Mao Zedong.
Anyways, I made the conscious decision
to
come to school because primarily I don't want to miss any more school days because all my absences have been unexcused, and so far I have like 5 or something. So I decided, like, I mean, I'm not going to do anything at home, so I might as well just come to school and get some shit done. I have a pottery project that I'm kind of working on that's actually an actual pottery project. We're making a vase.
You told me about this, and the base for your vase is hella thick.
Yeah, it's really thick. I don't know why.
Thick boy hours.
But I mean, it's fitting my template, so it's working. And Mrs. Gonzalez hasn't come by and been like, "You're doing this wrong." And I'm like, "Okay." Well, she hasn't done that, so I've yet to have her come to our table, look at mine, and be like, "All right, hold up. There's like 50 things wrong with this. Cut off half of it and redo it again." I'm just kind of waiting for that day to happen. But yeah,
isn't Mrs. Gonzalez like? Isn't there something wrong with her?
Well, no.
Okay.
She like it's just that. It's almost as if she has, like, ADD or something, like, ADHD.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I'll call her name or whatever, I'll be like, "Oh, Miss Gonzalez," like, as she's walking by, and she'd be like, "Yes," and I would be like, I would have a question, like, a genuine question about my project, just to make sure that I'm doing things right, and some other faggot just walks by and goes like, "Ah, look at this clay," and then she's like, "Stop doing that," and she walks over to there and just starts, like, talking to other students, and it's like, "All right, I don't need any help then."
You got it, Chris!
And then, like, randomly she'll come to our table, do something, just, like, out of nowhere, and then get distracted by another student and walk away. And it's just like, what? What are you doing?
Bro, jeez, that sounds like... That literally sounds like my geometry teacher that I keep talking about in 8th grade.
She's, like, she's very, like, inconsistent with how she can help people.
Yeah. I remember, Who was it? I'm trying to remember what did he teach? Oh, he was like clinically insane. I could have sworn I had a teacher that was actually insane. I'm trying to remember what his name was. Oh shit, I forgot.
Mao Zedong?
Yeah. Maybe. Nah. Actually, I've had some pretty cool teachers recently. Besides, you know, my Latin teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. If we're going to complain about teachers and what's wrong with them, can I talk about my dual enrollment teacher?
Please? My English 4 teacher who is...
Oh, yeah. Me. Also, your English 4 teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, story time, kids. This year, I decided to slack off my course schedule. However, I did take a really challenging English class called Dual Enrollment English. Now... Here's what's funny about dual enrollment English. There's only one teacher that teaches it. And there were supposed to be two this year. That's another story for another time. However, this teacher, when I wrote my first essay, I think she just immediately decided that I was going to be a bad writer and will never improve my life. So she's been grading me literally so unfairly. I think... For our second actual essay topic, the one that wasn't, like, our pre-assessment essay or whatever that we had to write, I think I did mine on, like, the prompt was, like, something about school or something like that. Or you could do, like, there's a bunch of these prompts about school and your life about school, but then there's a prompt where it literally just said, if you could time travel anywhere to go any place... Where would you want to go? I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that one, because I don't want to talk about my school life. So, okay, that's a trash bag.
It's just like random trash bags in the middle of the road.
Yeah. So, I start writing this essay, and I literally pour my heart, soul, and all of my emotions into it, because it's about going to meet my biological parents, and for those of you who do not know, I am adopted. So... I have never met my biological parents before. I was adopted on birth. So, yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to see what their first meeting was like, because that's what I, you know... Yeah. That's what I wrote my essay on. And then, I'm like, I even got someone to review my essay who was my previous AP lang teacher, and she says, "Dude, I don't know how you're not going to get an A on this. It's fantastic." I'm like, "Thank you." So, I turn it in, and she gives me a D. And I'm like, what the fuck? What could I have possibly done wrong? She takes off a whole letter grade because I wasn't relevant to my prompt. Excuse me, what the fuck?
Yeah. Dude, like, we haven't done any essay. No, we've done, like, one essay, and she's just graded them, like, whatever. Because, like, she just knows that, like, my class is just a bunch of potheads.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that, like, I feel like I'm in English 4. Like, I'm taking that class for virtually no reason. It's just like, can you expand on your vocabulary as, like, an American citizen? And it's just, that's all it is. Like, can you read? Can you write? Can you do vocab? There you go. Easy, yeah. easy, easy, actually, I'm gonna tell you guys how like undedicated this teacher is.
Oh God, it's awful.
There's sometimes where we would get a book that we would read together as a class, and we would answer just a bunch of random ass questions in a study guide or whatever. And we were reading the book. Fuck, I forgot what it was called, but it was about some kid who lives in a ghetto neighborhood, and he was involved in a convenience store robbery that ended in the murder of the convenience store owner. And the kid didn't really do much in the robbery. He was only just a lookout for, like, the guys that he was working for. And he was supposed to just go into the store, make a signal to them on the outside if there's any cops or anything, like, dangerous inside. And then he was to get out. And then, basically, they were doing the robbery. There was a scuffle. And then the store owner gets shot by his own gun because the guys don't know how to fight correctly, basically. And then there's a whole, it's basically like a story about like this kid going through an entire court trial just because he was involved in the robbery, and he was a prime suspect or whatever, and he could be sentenced to life in prison. And he makes like the whole story into like kind of like a movie. Like the entire book is like written as if it was a movie. Like it's just like an entire script and like establishing shots and shit like that with cameras and stuff. But in the book, there's a bunch of different characters that you have to like read. There's a bunch of characters that have their own like narrated part that like each one of us in the class would take part in. So our teacher would give us a part. I would play this guy named Tony, and I would play some other person who was like in prison or whatever. And then everyone else had their own part. And our teacher had the part as the narrator, and the narrator had some of the like most amount of things to like say or whatever. And we're like, there's a few of us reading our parts, and then we get to the narrator and it's just silent. And we're like, we're sitting there staring at our books. We all look up at the same time, look at our teacher, and she's just on her phone texting away, just like leaned back, not paying attention to the book or whatever. And we're all just kind of sitting there staring at her. We were staring at her for like 30 seconds until someone was like, narrator. And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Puts down her phone, just like face down. And she's like, where are we? And we're like, what?
It's that meme where someone smacks their head and it's the whole entire crowd behind them that also smacks their head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that right there, prime.
And like, she would just give us so much random ass busy work. And she told us, guys, this is not busy work. You're actually going to learn. You're going to actually learn stuff. And you're
it's literally
need to
busy
use
work.
This.
Yeah.
It's just busy work.
She does the same thing. Or she did. Cause I'm not in that class anymore. I dropped the class. Cause I literally am not. I'm not about to start off a D. I'm not about to start off my college transcript with the risking a D because I have a teacher that grades me unfairly. That's not about to happen. No, no, no. I'll tell you that. So yeah, she always gave these worksheets, and it was literally like fill in the blank notes about how to write a certain type of paper when we already know how to do this, right? So we're all doing the whole entire thing. Me and my little group that we have going on finished the worksheet on the first day. Literally, we have like 15 minutes left in class, so we turn it in. We put it away because we can't turn it in until we finish the essay of that topic, you know. Mm. So God forbid, we can't turn in worksheets early because what are we gonna do with them? Study them? No, no, no. So we finally finish, and me and this other kid, his name's Sonu. I think you might know him.
Sonu?
Sonu? Do you know a kid named Sonu?
I've never heard of a kid All right, named cool. Sonu.
So we both pull out our phones and we start playing Pokemon Online because that's what we like to do in our free time, in that class. Because, you know, we have a lot of it. Considering that literally every other day is just, hey guys, this is something you can do. Do it if you want. Or no. It's, let me start over. It's, hey guys, here's a worksheet. You have to do it. 15 minutes later, no one is doing the worksheet. And she is on her phone, texting away.
Yeah.
I'm just like, jeez.
And she also makes us do this thing called No Red Ink.
Oh, where? Yeah, she makes us do the same thing too, and it's literally the stupidest shit ever. Yeah, the only reason that we actually did it is because she put a grade, she attached a grade to it.
Yeah. It's basically just like, do you know how to do grammar?
Do you know how to put a comma in between
two complete thoughts?
Yeah. Whoa!
Do you know how to do it? Do you know what Thamos is? Do you know what Swabby is?
No.
Do you know how to input these words into grammar?
Hold on, wait, whoa. You guys are doing the same thing that we're doing.
Yes.
And we're in dual enrollment English.
College level English, but we're doing it for English for high school English.
God.
Basically, middle school grammar, but in high school as a senior, do it and it's a grade. What?
Bruh.
Do you know how to put period in between two complete thoughts? No? You stupid. You know graduate, you fucker. It's like, God, what is even the point of that class, dude?
I literally don't know. I don't even know why I took... At this point, I don't even know why I took dual enrollment English.
At this point, I don't even know why I'm taking English for. I may be illiterate when I speak, but I know English. Like,
you know what, though? I got my English credit because all I had to do was take the first semester because that's one English credit. I balanced. I'm happy. Now I leave two class periods early, so in a sense, I am really glad we took it. Or I took it, not we. I don't have anything growing on me. Don't worry.
Isn't Victor still, like, in that class?
Yes, Victor's still in that class.
Jesus Christ.
I feel bad for him, too, because, you know, he's, like, oblivious little poster child, always does his work. Right? Oh, wait, no, that's not him. I'm sorry. I was thinking of someone else. Nah. Yeah, I was making a joke because he has like zero work ethic in that class. I don't know how his work ethic is in his other classes, but I know in that class it's literally non-existent. Literally, we're doing the worksheet, right?
Yeah.
And me and this other kid, Sonu, decide to split it up. So we say, all right, Victor, you're gonna do the back page. Tate's gonna do the middle page, I'm gonna do the front page. It's literally all, like, even. We have about the same amount of questions we have to answer and same amount of level of intensity of questions. So let's go ahead and, you know, do the worksheet. So me and Sonu finish it within the first 15 minutes of class, and Victor is sitting on his phone playing fucking Final Fantasy. Victor, did you finish the worksheet? Oh, shit, we're supposed to do that.
I heard that, like, Victor was taking, like, a bunch of AP and honors classes this year, and I was like, why?
What the fuck?
Like, why for your last year in senior year?
Yeah, why would you want to do that?
That just seems kind of, like, overbearing.
I'm sorry, I'm going to eat the crumbs out of this because I'm kind of hungry.
Okay.
I didn't have time for breakfast this morning. Don't judge me.
He's eating crumbs out of a combo's... What? Combos, stuffed snacks, pepperoni, pizza, baked crackers.
Yeah, I'm fat. Fucking deal with it.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. You didn't think we'd throw two ads in this video, but we did!
Hey, look, Hogan, truck leasing and rental.
That's three ads! Whoa!
Sponsor ads.
Hey, Hogan! Hogan! We like your name! Sponsor us!
Hulk Hogan.
Brother! Okay. Oh, jeez. Okay, so I was... All right, completely unrelated story, but I do want to talk about this because this is fucking funny. So, me and my friends, we... After rowing practice last night, we decide to go ahead and go to Tropical Smoothie. So, we do. No surprise. I wouldn't be telling this story if I wasn't. But, however, in that Tropical Smoothie parking lot, there is... there's like a bike, I don't know, it's like a whole entire motorcade of just like really extreme bikers that are just there. I'm like, dude, what the heck? Is this like a bike show that I didn't know about? Or is like bike week here in Jacksonville? What the heck? So we go and we look amongst the sea of leather jackets, and there's so many Confederate flags and Texas flags on them. It's not even funny. So when we decided to walk back, we wanted to see who can count the most Confederate flags and the most Texas flags. We're walking back from Tropical Smoothie, right? And there's this guy, and he literally looks like Hulk Hogan. Like, mustache, haircut, everything. He is Hulk Hogan. If he was covered in Nazi tattoos and had a like a leather vest that had a giant Confederate flag on the back. Oh, let's not forget, literally everything else on his body was leather. Leather headband, leather fucking...
Leather headband?
Ew. Oh, yeah. He had leather pants and leather shoes.
Can't see shit.
Bless you. Fuck your cat.
Grant made a weird meme last year about Hulk Hogan. Grant's humor is, like, weird as it is, but, like, Grant started this thing where he would just, like, approach us, like, we'd be at the bus loop or whatever, and Grant would just approach us and be like, brother, come on my face, brother. And we'd just be like, what the fuck, Grant? And he'd just, like, talk, like, he'd just talk as Hulk Hogan, and we didn't understand why, and then we just kind of followed suit, we just kind of, like, accepted it. We'd just, like, approach each other at the bus loop, brother, come on my face, brother.
it's like the stupid cat and dog meme where it's like, Arthur, please give me the loops, but it's Hulk Hogan.
Brother, give me the loops, brother.
Brother, I need the loops to survive, brother.
It's so uncomfortable to make that voice.
Then don't do it.
Brother!
You look like you're gonna, like, throw up when you do it.
Dude, I fucking strain my throat so much just to do that voice.
I feel like you do a lot of things just for the memes. Like,
I do.
I'm pretty sure you would willingly put your body in danger just for, like, a funny meme. Like a ha-ha.
I mean, I pretty much do. What's everyone doing over here?
Why I don't know. It's probably some donut thing.
Are they about to, like, shoot up the school or something? Why are they putting their... Oh! Senior night? Oh, ladies senior night. Alright, fuck you.
Sexist! Sexism! Sexism! Read all about it! God, it's the senior woman whammin' club. They're being sexist again.
Brother!
Brother! Whoa, it's Grant! Brother!
Grant and Scott are sitting in Scott's car.
Alright, well, I guess that means it's time to wrap up the podcast before they actually start doing anything. So, thank you guys for listening to our weird podcast.
Grant
about,
looks like a French model, never mind.
Okay. Thank you for listening to our really weird podcast about Hulk Hogan impressions and weird teachers.
Or just school.
Yeah, and just school in general. yeah, and we'll figure it out.
We'll see you later, brother! We'll figure it out! Come on my face, brother!